Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a very beautiful story, and it actually is about somebody who is kind of a relative of mine. The story begins with a young Jewish girl who didn't have hardly any background in Judaism, really didn't know what being Jewish was all about. Unfortunately, when she was in high school, well, everything's b'shkacha pratas by divine providence, but in any case, she fell in love with a non-Jew, and they got married. By the time she was 18, she already had a little boy. Of course, the boy, although his father was not Jewish, the boy, of course, was Jewish. But soon enough, the marriage broke apart. It doesn't sound like the father was a very good person, to say the least. And now the young girl was on her own, unmarried, with an infant. Where's she going to go? What's she going to do? She was stuck. She didn't have a place to live. But her mother found her a place with the local shliach. The shliach and the shlucha, the Chabad representative in their area, took her in. Even though they didn't really know her, they only knew a relative of hers. They took her in with her baby, and she lived there in the Chabad house for several weeks. After a while, the shlucha, the Rebbetzin, asked her if she'd be interested in going to New York, enrolling in a school for young women named Machon Chana in Crown Heights, and learning more about Judaism. Absolutely, she said, because during those few weeks, she saw what a beautiful way of life Judaism really is. She saw the rabbi and the Rebbetzin, how they conducted their Chabad house, how there was so much goodness and kindness and Torah, which was so beautiful. She never experienced any of this before. So she packs up everything. She goes on a bus to faraway New York, Crown Heights, and enrolls in a school called Machon Chana, a school for young Jewish women with limited background. And things developed. She got more involved in Judaism. She really fell in love with it. She began to raise her child as a Jewish child. And eventually, she found her true soulmate, another young man who discovered Judaism also at a young age, college age. And they got married. And they had, if I'm not mistaken, 12 children, maybe 14 children. I'm not actually sure. Many, many children. And these children all grew up in a beautiful Chabad home with beautiful learning of Torah and doing of mitzvahs. The father is a lawyer. Now he's a retired lawyer. But he helped many, many people who he met at his work or on the subway to come close to Judaism. And the young girl, who's now a bubby, as a matter of fact, she's probably an alter bubby, she's probably a great-grandmother, helped many, many people discover Judaism at their Shabbos table or by giving them Shabbos candles and eventually helping them to learn more and more about Yiddishkeit. And I would estimate, I don't really know, but I would estimate that the descendants of this couple are probably close to 100 of them, or maybe 80 or some 70, I don't know exactly, but many, many, many. How did this happen? Starting with a young lady who had a baby at a very young age from a non-Jewish father, and she knew almost nothing about Yiddishkeit, but patiently, patiently, a rabbi and a Rebbetzin from the Alevsky family taught her until she fell in love with Yiddishkeit, with Torah, with Chassidus. And this is because inside every Jewish person, no matter who it is, there's a spark of godliness. The Pintel Yid, the inner essence of a Jewish person, which wants Yiddishkeit, who wants Torah, wants mitzvahs. And Not only is it with a frum person, but even somebody who's so far from Yiddishkeit, they may have not even realized they were Jewish. But if they are Jewish, if they have a Jewish mother, they have this Pintel Yid. They have this inner essence of their neshama, of their soul, which wants Yiddishkeit, wants Torah and mitzvahs. And we, who may know more about Yiddishkeit, about Torah and mitzvahs, it's up to us to keep our eyes open for these people, to look for them and to help them to discover the truth of Torah and mitzvahs. And this is something that will bring Mashiach so quickly. And all of us should always be looking to do a goodness and kindness for another Jew, but especially having in mind to try to bring Mashiach quicker, because the Torah tells us that the Jewish people all need to find their way back to Yiddishkeit, all need to find their way back to Torah and mitzvahs, and they will. But the more quickly we can make this happen, the quicker Mashiach will come. Now, I'm not saying, of course, that we will not have Mashiach come until every single Jew has returned to Yiddishkeit, because Mashiach will come right this minute. And then after that, everybody can come back to Torah and mitzvahs. But certainly, the more we can do to help people find Torah and mitzvahs, the quicker Mashiach will come. And the more we learn Torah, and I mean Pesukim, Halachas, Mishnah, Gemara, whatever it is, Shulchan Aruch, of course, as well as Chassidus, as well as parts of Torah that deal with Mashiach and Gula, it all helps. It's all something which is very, very powerful. And the more we do of it, the quicker Mashiach will come. So please, everybody who's listening, please add in Torah mitzvahs. Add in Avos Yisrael. Add in learning about Mashiach and Geula. And in learning all parts of Torah. Add in davening, and davening more sincerely, that we should really ask Hashem for what we want and need, which mainly that's the Geula. Mainly that's Mashiach. Because through that, everything else that we need and want will be given to us. And in this way, may Mashiach come immediately, especially through our extra work, your extra work. May we see it happen today. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.